Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The city is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's get after it here tonight. You do know that the United States ended up in a 1-1 draw down in Honduras, so that's the result the U.S. wanted. We will not say it was artistic. It never is usually down there in Honduras, but it is 1-1. We will take your phone calls here tonight at 713-780-3776. Now, we're doing this show tonight, obviously, with a very heavy heart, but also with a large glow of optimism. In 1984, I moved to Houston, and I can just tell you that I've come to love this town. This is my hometown. The opportunity it gave me. But the one thing that always stood out to me was the non-entitlement attitude that people had down here, as opposed to the two coasts. So that has been something I've loved about this city. That's why I've made it my home. That's why I've stayed here. 2001, I was flooded out by Allison. I know what that whole routine is, cutting the drywall and ripping out all that disgusting insulation. Stuff piles up on the streets. So I know a lot of people are going through some really, really tough times. The devastation, it does pull at your heartstrings. The shining light here to me has been just the amazing outpouring of compassion for each other that we've seen throughout Houston. So tonight, throughout this show, if you've got stories at 713-780-3776, somebody you want to shine the light on and acknowledge that has come to your aid, and it's everybody from J.J. Watt and his Twitter run fundraising, to the guy next door who helps the elderly lady out of her house, or the guy who gets in his boat non-solicited. So I hope we're shining the light on not only the big fundraisers, which we absolutely need, which have been absolutely amazing, the McInvales, the J.J. Watts, all of that, the donations coming from NFL teams, people matching it, all of that. That's needed. But what's also needed, and we must shine the light on, is a lot of the interpersonal stuff that people have done. So that's why I'm keeping, you think this is for ratings, right? I'm just trying to keep your listeners over here.
I know
here,
that's why. I thought you know that's to why you're talking to me here. About soccer.
Yeah, well, we could do that
too. I watched some of that match today.
I know. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to talk about you because on Facebook I saw that you grabbed a boat and an ex-military man, A.J. Hoffman, decided to get active and get out there. And you went out and you pulled people out of homes and you got around. And I just want to tell you that touched me. And I'm not getting emotional here, but I've seen these things from people like yourself. And I just say to myself, incredibly resourceful people, guys that jump right into it, not waiting, not looking for the cameras. And you did that. Now, you're an ex-military guy, so I know that that's in your sort of DNA and your makeup. But just tell me about what you were thinking and, you know, when you made this move to say, look, I just got to get out of the house and do something.
Yeah, it was on. And listen, I felt the same way most people did on. I was in Vegas up until Friday of the, you know, before the storm. And I was supposed to stay for the Mayweather-McGregor fight. And I got on the phone and they basically told me if I didn't fly out Friday night, I probably wouldn't get home until Wednesday, which eventually turned into, I think, Friday, would have been the earliest I could have gotten home. Yeah. So I skipped out on the flight. My wife has never been in a hurricane. She's from Oregon. She doesn't know anything about that. So she was freaking out. So I got back here Friday night, middle of the night. And like everybody else, Saturday and Sunday were crazy days. And we're just sort of watching to see what was going to happen and what was going to happen to our house. You know, that we were seeing all the flooding on television. We didn't, and what had no look like it was going to stop raining. But then Monday evening, you know, I was starting to realize that I don't think my house is going to flood. You know, I don't think it's going to flood. We've got a big gully by our house that got really, really full. But it kept draining, so I felt, you know, my house is probably safe, my family's probably safe, so I felt like I needed to go out and do something. I didn't have a boat. My plan was to go with inner tubes because I knew just literally right half a mile from my house,
people are flooded.
Like, yeah. I mean, I'm talking
golly, half a mile.
I'm talking, you know, the first apartment complex we hit, the entire first floor was flooded. And long story short, someone who was listening messaged me, or a listener messaged me on Facebook and said, hey, I've got some kayaks if you want to borrow them. And I was like, you know what, that'd be awesome. So a buddy and myself took those kayaks and we started hit up. There was an 82-year-old man who had Parkinson's, and someone had sent me a thing on Facebook saying that he was stuck in these apartments that were a half mile from my house.
Incredible.
So we went and made sure he got out, and everybody who wanted to get out got out. And that was, you know, we did two full apartment complexes like that. Of course, there were some people who wanted to stay. Yeah. And then we started, there's an app that
Into any conversations with people? Hey, you really should go. You should come.
Yeah, I tried,
with us.
But listen, and, it's none of my business at that point. Right. You know, I can offer what I can offer, and if they don't want to go, they don't want to go. You know, right. There's a lot of people who wanted to be helped. And I wasn't going to stick around and argue with people who didn't.
Find the ones that want to get out.
Yep. So we got on this app that started assigning rescues, basically. And we started going all over town. We'd load the kayaks in the back of my truck, and we'd drive as far as we could. And then we'd get in and kayak the rest of the way to whoever wanted help. And
who was your friend? What was his name?
Cody Owens, who's he's a local MMA fighter here, a good dude.
Well done, Cody.
Just had a heart for it.
Big shout out to Cody Owens.
And we did that all day, and then the water started to go down the next day, and every day since then, until today. Today I took a day off, but ever since then I've been going every morning and with my church, and we've been assigning groups and going to people's houses. And
so you did take my recommendation to start going to church after.
I did.
The things you said about
yes,
my niece.
Yes. And
I'm glad you did.
I've been tearing out drywall, tearing out carpet, tearing out hardwood, and just clearing out houses. And that's what I've been doing every day from last Monday until this morning when my alarm went off at 7 o'clock this morning. And I told my wife, I said, I can't get up and go do this again. I've got to take a day off.
You've done great, AJ. Incredible stuff.
I appreciate it, man.
And I mean this. I'm not playing around here. I saw it, and I just said to myself, that's fantastic. And all these stories, really, to me, I just hope we don't lose grip of this as we go forward and things it's going to take a lot of time for normalcy to ever return to the city. But I just hope that we remember that people were there to provide help and were there in the tough times to come help you. And the guy who's got the fishing boat, you know, it's the guy that came and helped you, or the person that just decided to go down to George R. Brown Convention Center or BBVA Compass Stadium. It doesn't matter how you contribute. You sent in money.
Yeah. A lot of ways to do it.
You sent 10 bucks to redcross.org. Okay. And you texted 10 bucks in. Every little bit accumulates and it compounds. And I just thought it was a big win for humanity. And you know, your story is one that fits right in there with all the other ones throughout Houston.
Yeah. I mean, I just felt like I was doing what I could do, you know, and we've given money. And sometimes, you know, that feels like, it's nice to give money. I mean, you want to help people who can help, but at some point you got to get out there and do something like with your hands. And, like I said, once I felt like my family was taken care of, I felt like it was just something I had to do.
You probably
to
wouldn't have come home
people.
If you didn't have a family. You would have rode it out out in
I would have just stayed
Las
in Vegas.
Vegas.
Sure, yeah, and,
sure.
Come
but when
home
you got a family, you got to make these decisions.
It changes
it's a
things
different
up.
Decision making process.
It changes things up. But yeah, once they were safe, I felt like I just needed to get out and do something. I did what I could do. And listen, there's people who have done way more than me, and God bless them. But
it's not a competition, though. That's what people got to remember. It's not a competition.
If you've got a way to help, whether it be financial, whether you can get out there and do some work with your hands, whether you can and there's a lot of people, I'll tell you what, almost every day that I've been out there busting up these houses, there have been people driving up and down the streets offering water, offering food, offering Gatorade, just doing whatever they can to help in some kind of way. And it really is a cool thing to see the city come together like that. And there's a way you can help, whoever you are, whatever your situation. I promise you, there's a way you can help.
Yeah, you don't have to. If you're not the person who's ripping out, ripping down drywall, you're the person that's contributing in many, many other ways.
Absolutely.
So it's amazing.
There's a lady who's organizing this, and I put her out yesterday that there's a lot of people who have, I mean, everybody worries about animals. I know it's weird sure. that in a time when people are greatly affected, everybody worries about animals, but a lot of these people who got displaced, they can't take their animals to shelters. They can't take their animals to homeless shelters.
Some
they can't take their animals to hotels.
They wouldn't take you if
right.
you were going to bring your animal.
So there's a
they came to rescue you.
Yeah, there's a place who is looking for people to volunteer and foster these animals until the owners can get back on track and take their animals back.
That's amazing.
And I mean, it's just there's a way for everyone. I think we're going to end up doing that. My wife and I were talking about it last night. I mean, we'll take somebody's dog for a few weeks or a month or whatever it takes for them to get right. And there's always a way. So that's what I say. If you want to help out, I promise you, you can find. Maybe you don't have the money to throw around. That's okay. If you don't have that kind of dough that you could give to other people, maybe you were effective. There's a way you can help.
Plenty of ways you can do it. AJ, you're a true shining star. Well done, and thank you for
brother.
Sharing the stories, because I think it's important. And a few of the Blitzers may have hung around to listen to this, but it was great stuff. And the other thing is, as much as we sometimes bang on Facebook and Twitter as being places where, it's not used for the right reasons. Boy, it sure was used for the right
Absolutely.
Reasons during. This hurricane situation.
No doubt.
I'm hoping for the same thing down in the U.S. Virgin Islands with my brother, who's facing and his family facing a Category 5, which is supposed to hit there in the morning today. So we're a little bit worried about that. AJ, great job.
Good man. Best of luck to you, brother.
Thank
Have a good
you
show.
So much. Well, I hope my luck is good and I'm back here next week. If not, then you'll know I was unlucky, which is one of the worst phrases in sports ever. I can't stand when players say we're unlucky, or coaches or managers. It's not one of my favorite words. All right, so 713-780-3776. You heard that from A.J. Hoffman. Chad Owens, I think, was who went out with him.
Cody
Owens. Sorry, Cody. So as Houston and the surrounding area fights back, tonight our thoughts are with you. We go positive on this show. Give us the stories of humanity helping humanity on contributions big or small, respecting one another in tough times. Frankly, I was awestruck by it. We will also talk about the United States and Honduras. 713-780-3776. Get your calls in. 713-780-3776. We'll have Alexi Lalas of Fox coming up soon. Warren Barton will be on the show. Hilton Furniture's Hilton Koch. He'll be on the show here tonight. And also Jay of King's Court, who's a sponsor of this program as well. We're going to get those guys on because they've done some wonderful things in the community as well. 713-780-3776 is the number. You've been a Houston treasure if you've been out there helping people and volunteering and helping people get their homes back and friends helping friends. Strangers, stripping out that god-awful insulation out of homes that have taken water. But tonight we'll take your calls. You can do shout-outs if you want. And if you have places that you are still taking donations or you have needs, use this show as a platform tonight at 713-780-3776. So some places to donate, redcross.org. We all know you can donate $10 by sending a text message saying Red Cross to the number 90999. All right, you can donate $10 to Red Cross to the number 90999. That in itself is contribution. Redcross.org. Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. That's the Greater Houston Community Foundation. I believe that's Mayor Sylvester Turner's foundation. They set that up. It's ghcf.org. ghcf.org. Then you've got AmeriCares, America Cares, Salvation Army, Houston Food Bank, Houston Humane Society. These are all places you can certainly donate. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. Honduras, United States, give us your thoughts. 1-1 draw ends up being the right result for the United States. They were a few minutes away from not getting that result, and things would have been very different. It was tough times down in Honduras, but off a free kick, kept alive by the one and only Jordan Morris of Seattle. The United States would tie things up on a goal from Bobby Wood after Ramel Kyoto hitting first for Honduras. Honduras, a better team throughout the 90 minutes. We know they would morph into a different animal. I hear people saying, well, we beat them 6-0 in the U.S. Yeah, it's a totally different thing when Honduras plays at home. Alex Lopez is the one who laid on the pass. More problems at the center back position. We'll talk about it tonight. 713-780-3776. We'll bring on Alexi Lalas when we come back. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We remind you that the Azure Salon in the heart of River Oaks and in West Ave Shopping is the place to go for haircuts. The stylists at Azure Salon keep me looking sharp for all my TV work. Azure Salon is the place to go. Get over there, guys. Ladies, they have you covered with color cut extensions. AzureSalon.com, A-Z-U-R. We'll take a Bud Light and a Liberty Kitchen break.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, a quick word here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Now, your accident could be car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, Daspit Law Firm working for you 24-7. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Again, we do the show tonight with a heavy heart because of all the flooding here down in Houston, Texas. And if you were one of the lucky ones like me this time around, you know, you're lucky. That's strictly the bottom line. We've heard so many stories of people that had water coming up to their doors. It never went in. And people that have escaped without any flooding problems. Houston has been devastated. If you tonight throughout this show have somebody you want to acknowledge, because we saw so many great acts of humanity and kindness down here, acknowledge them on the air here tonight if you'd like. We'll get to that. Lash, I want you to stick with us, but right now I want to go to our guest, Alexi Lalas, who joins us, and we appreciate Alexi coming on, Fox analyst. You know him as the former U.S. center back, and we will talk a little bit about center backs tonight, Alexi. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Glenn. And before we get into what is, let's be honest, of little consequence relative to what you were talking about, just let me extend my condolences to everyone there and my thoughts and prayers for everybody out in the Houston area, which is such an important part of obviously the MLS soccer community and the soccer community in general, and then obviously everyone in Texas, and then you know now the folks down in Florida that are bracing for another one. So the hits keep on coming, but as I said, we're all thinking about you and certainly look forward to coming down there in the next couple of months. I think we're planning on doing something big down there to celebrate and pay respect to everybody and all the hard work that's been going on down there. And now we talk about, as we said, something that pales in comparison to what's going on, but it's what we talk about, soccer. So we're coming off of a 1-1 point. I'm happy. I don't know about you. I mean, happy, I guess it's relative, but I am I think if you had said after that game on Friday, go down and get a point in Honduras, especially since they're going up against Honduras for these last places, and to do it in the way that they did, I'll take it. It wasn't pretty, but it's a point, and it keeps them from getting that 3 points.
Was it ever intended to be pretty? I think sometimes people are not able to, and you've been in these environments as a player. I've been down there as a commentator. It is really different. I mean, there's a national holiday going on there. This is the United States soccer team. This is the biggest athletic event of the year, probably, yep, in Honduras. And I'm not sure that always translates with the American public and mainstream sports media.
It's not. Yeah, look, it's not easy. The U.S. is a better team, but there are things that are done to equalize and level the playing field. I mean, I don't know if you watched the game today, something that jumped out on me was the actual field. And for those that have been down and played or even been down and seen down there, the actual field that you play on, it's this weird spongy type of grass that seems like almost a chia pet type of vegetation that's put on some very hard and oftentimes unlevel type of turf. And the ball gets caught up in it. And you saw times when Christian Pulisic was wanting to kind of stretch out and it would stop and it would slow down. So there's a lot of different things you're dealing with, including playing against a very, very good Honduras team, especially when it comes to the speed that they have on the flanks that you guys know down in Houston so well and have seen, you see week in and week out. But having said that, the fact that the U.S. found a way to come back, get that point. It was not a pretty performance. Again, there was nobody individually, I think, that stood out in having a good game for the second game in a row. But I don't think that this was about the sexy game. This was not about evolution in terms of the way that the team played. This was as pragmatic as you can get. Get that point and get out of Dodge.
Yeah, so mission accomplished, right?
Yep, I think so. Yeah.
All right, with two games to go, the U.S. has got Panama and then Trinidad and Tobago. This is a major body blow, though, to Honduras and their hopes of getting to the World Cup.
Yeah. I mean, they saw stars in their eyes now. And the reason why is because they have a much more difficult road with Mexico and Costa Rica to face than the U.S. does. I mean, it's not going to be easy for the U.S., but if you're looking at quality of opponent coming up, this was a game that they kind of needed to get those 3 points. Because you never know what's going to happen. And having said that, I mean, this sex has been anything but predictable, and anything could happen. The U.S. against Panama down in Orlando next month is obviously a must-win 3 points. And then, you know, the irony of going down to Trinidad and Tobago for that last game, where they'll be out of it. But as anybody who studies, and I know you do, and knows the history of American soccer, what Trinidad and Tobago has meant to the U.S. national team, obviously the shot heard round the world, Paul Caligiuri back in 89, gearing up for and qualifying us for the World Cup in 1990, and then going on for not having missed a World Cup since 1986. Wouldn't it be incredibly interesting and so soccer gods like if that it came down to that game and Trinidad and Tobago were the ones that knocked the U.S. out of possibly going to a World Cup? I hope it doesn't come to that. But it will be interesting down the stretch here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, I was sitting here thinking today, Alexi, when it was 1-0, I'm going, well, boy, this could get really interesting with two games to go. With, by the way, and people need to realize this, countries like Honduras and Panama want to go to a World Cup just as much as we do, okay?
Sure.
They want the platform, too. They want to end up being players in Europe. They want to represent their country and give their countrymen and countrywomen what they deserve, and that is getting their team to the World Cup. And I think sometimes that's lost on us a little bit. But my point is that I think in the middle of this game, when it was 1-0, I'm going, wow, you know, you're thinking of sponsorship, you're thinking of a missed World Cup cycle and how it could hurt the momentum of soccer in this country. And, you know, you're thinking a little bit more big picture.
Yeah, and you know, I've been listening to some people over the last couple of days, and there is this strange undercurrent in this of a sentiment that somehow U.S. soccer needs this medicine in terms of the theory is, well, you take a step back in order to go two steps forward. No, that is not the case. The United States cannot afford to waste the platform and the opportunity that is a World Cup that happens every 4 years. Look, it's going to happen at some point. We don't need it to happen now in order to go forward. We, as a matter of fact, I think it's essential in terms of the ability to change perception internally and externally and the damage that it would do not to be there. Now, look, if it happened, the U.S. would pick themselves up and they would come back stronger. But that's not some medicine that we need right now. I know it's in vogue now to talk about that in terms of a reset, and this and that would help us go forward. No, we're okay. We have a lot of different ways of looking at the game, and there's certainly problems. But the fact is, over the last 20 years, as you know, the progress that has been made on and off the field is unprecedented, and to stunt that by not going to a World Cup, even if you believe that that's something that we need, I'm telling you right now, it is not something that we need.
It'd be a big blow. Alexi Lalas joining us from Fox Sports. We're talking U.S.-Honduras here tonight throughout the show. We're obviously doing this as a secondary thought to everybody down here who's still dealing with the flooding situation. We're trying to just provide a little commentary tonight also. We will take your calls if you would like to acknowledge. Like I had A.J. Hoffman of the Blitz on here before, who just, you know, did one of these great things that so many people in Houston did and from around the country, grabbed a couple of kayaks and started helping people. So if you have stories like that, 713-780-3776. From the outside looking in, Alexi, when you saw those aerial shots of Houston and the amount of water that was here, I would imagine it just, it almost shocked you.
It's look, I mean, in this day and age where we have obviously the technical ability and sophistication to see it in such incredible detail, and whether it's drones or just people on the ground, it was incredible to see from afar. And I don't claim to know what it was like on the ground. I can only imagine. And to see people losing everything that they have, it breaks your heart. But we were talking today. I was talking about this country that we know and love, and the resiliency and the help that ultimately in times of need, regardless of background, regardless of maybe differences of opinion on how this country should go forward, to see the response of the people down there. First off, it should be no surprise to you or anybody else down there. It's no surprise to me, but it is gratifying and heartwarming to see so many people on the ground, but also people from around the country recognizing that these are Americans that need help. These are Americans that need help now. And these are our fellow countrymen that are in a very, very difficult situation. And to the extent that anybody individually and certainly collectively can help, it's being done. But it's also with the recognition that this is going to fade from the news and from the headlines. And it doesn't mean that the necessity to help is going to go away, because as you, I'm sure, can attest, it's going to be a long time until Houston gets back to normal, if ever.
It's years. We do need to wrap our arms around it and not let it escape and not let it seep out of our minds once, the press and everybody doesn't take coverage on it. One thing here in Houston is the people are just remarkable. They're resilient. They're resourceful. You had people coming in, and let's also mention the people that came in from all over the country. You had police guys coming in from New York. You had the Cajun Army. You had people just picking up and driving their boats down here to help people. So it really has been a remarkable, awe-inspiring performance from humanity, and I hope it continues, and I hope we don't lose sight of the goodness that everybody has spread and the kindness and the support that we've had provided down here. All right, so back to the U.S. in the center back position. It sure looks like a problem here without John Brooks the last two games. I don't think any question. Boy, those are areas that you really, hopefully, as a manager and you're Bruce Arena, you go to the bank with that are going to produce for you in games like this. Boy, that position was really harmful in the last two games.
It's not just center back. For me, it's the entire back four. You have Viafania, who was woeful the other day. And I think even before the other day, people were saying, this is our left back going forward. You got the Graham Zuzi experiment that continues, and obviously you have DeAndre Yedlin, who's injured and waiting in the wings, who certainly is an upgrade. But today, when you look at, DeMarcus Beasley, I love him, but speed kills. And they targeted it, and they did it very, very well in terms of getting up and down those outside backs and putting them under a tremendous amount of pressure. And then you mentioned the center back. Well, Bruce has yet to find the appropriate center back pairing, and I know without Brooks, it's a little bit different. But keep in mind that Omar Gonzalez and Matt Beasley were the center back pairing leading up to the 2014 World Cup. So it's not as if they don't know each other. It's certainly not as if they don't have experience. Even the goal that was scored, it was a strange one in these little these little moments as a center back. You can have a great game, but it's those little moments, and it's missing that tackle from Omar Gonzalez because it wasn't a ridiculous ball in. I don't think it was even that good a ball in behind the back, and it almost seemed like he had the ability to whack it into the stands or at least get his foot on it, and he let it roll. And once again, that grass could have come in, but you got to be able to figure that out, especially a guy who has experience with him. And then the outside back. So I think it's back to the drawing board again for Bruce Arena to try to figure out who he plays in that back four. And I think it's wide open for people to stake a claim, because I don't think, you know, Jeff Pearman, I think he's a good player. I think he is a starter and should be there. But again, the other day it was him giving up the ball. And these are moments. These are how you're judged as a center back. No one cares about the 89 minutes that you had that maybe were very, very good. It's about that 1 minute when you had that lapse of concentration that could possibly cost the game.
Yeah, roughest game I've ever seen for Jeff Cameron in a U.S. national team uniform. I agree with you. Omar Gonzalez had an opportunity to go to ground, concede the throw-in. I think he might have been letting it roll past him because he might have thought he could have played back to Brad Guzan. And, I mean, you can't do that around Ramel Kyoto and Albert Elise.
No.
You just can't.
You guys play it safe. No.
So, for Honduras, I would say right now, Alexi, they're probably leaving that stadium now lamenting not getting the game's second goal. And to be honest with, I mean, not that we're not being honest, but I think that's their biggest problem today is that they don't get the second goal, and they weren't good enough to get the second goal, quite frankly.
They don't close it down, and it's not – look, they had plenty of space, and I do think that the U.S. tired, and that's understandable. Regardless of what U.S. team is there, it's a difficult place to play. The conditions that we talked about, it's not an excuse. It's just the reality of the situation, and it's going to zap your energy, even when you don't expect it or when you least expect it. And there were spaces that were opened up at times, and you saw some – I mean, at one point off of a counter, you saw Michael Bradley having to track back all alone. And it could have turned out horribly, but as you mentioned, they don't have that killer instinct to finish a team off, even a team like the U.S. when they're up 1-0 and they get those opportunities.
Yeah, I thought even with 20 minutes left and the U.S. not really carving out a lot of chances, you still felt there was a lot of hope. A lot of times Honduras, it's self-inflicted. They make mistakes. They crumble under their own pressure. They lose their minds a little bit, and lo and behold, it's a free kick.
It's an interesting CONCACAF, this hexagonal, and we know that that teams like Honduras and Costa Rica and even Panama and to a certain extent teams like Jamaica, they're not the teams of old. They've all improved, and it used to be just the big dogs first it was Mexico, then the United States came along. It's been U.S.-Mexico for a long time, and now the Costa Ricas and the Panamas and the Honduras it's not an easy game. The U.S. still should find ways to beat it to beat these teams, and certainly, given how many teams come out of the hex, the U.S. should never be a problem coming out of the hex, but. The reality is that CONCACAF is changing. And one of the reasons why CONCACAF is changing, ironically, is because of MLS. So in our efforts to improve professional soccer in the United States, we've also helped to improve national teams that we then compete on us. So we've created monsters that then come and are the architects of our demise.
We've never been one to shy away from competition.
Oh no! It's good. For a long time there wasn't enough competition in CONCACAF, and there still isn't enough. But this is a good thing, and I think we can take pride in the way that MLS has helped to shape and improve CONCACAF. But it doesn't make our jobs any easier. That's for sure.
No, not at all. And what would MLS be without players from Honduras, Costa Rica, Mexico, Panama, Trinidad and Tobago? Yeah. I mean, just think about that for a second. The amount of players from those countries that are sprinkled around this league and are potential draws for people that live in their cities. Now, we have 300,000 Hondurans here, and they just still, I don't understand why they haven't come out to see Ramel Kyoto and Albert Elise and Boniac Garcia, who are national heroes. That key and that Pandora's box has not been opened here, but hopefully in the future it will be. But today there was Houston Dynamo all over that game in Honduras. Yep.
Ex players as well. There, Glenn? What? I mean, you're on the ground. You see what's happening there.
I think for me, the biggest thing is I still think the olive branch needs to be extended to these communities. I think you literally got to put these guys in a van and drive right into their community, set up things with these players if it's not being done. But I do think it does take some massaging, and it does take a real extended effort. And it's not something that's going to happen just by them playing well at home. I think you have to really roll your sleeves up and work on these segments of the population to get them out and do things around the game day experience also that I think are more in tune to what maybe Hondurans like.
Yep.
You know,
I agree.
It's easy
with you.
To
I
talk
think,
from
think...
the outside about all the solutions, yep. But you got to have solutions, and just winning can't be the solution alone.
Well, we got all the answers, but onward and upward, on True. And off the field, it's still pretty incredible what's happened with soccer in the last 20 years, and unprecedented when you put it up against other leagues and other countries. And I know at times we kick ourselves for what we haven't done or what we aren't, but we also at times have to pat ourselves on the back. And we still got plenty of work to do, and there's still plenty of challenges and problems on and off the field. But I'll tell you what, it's a fun country and a fun moment to be an American soccer fan. It's up and down, and it's not without trials and tribulations. But I tell you what, it's pretty exciting what's happened with soccer and what continues to happen in soccer, which gets me excited about the future.
Yeah, can't agree with you more. Trial and tribulation leads to greatness, and that's always got to be a part of it. And by the way, I think he was your old coach. Octavio Zambrano is doing some good things with Canada. So keep an eye on Canada because they're going to emerge a little bit more, I think, in CONCACAF without a doubt.
Yeah, he's made us interested, actually, in Canada, which is not something that anybody's been able to do for a long time.
That's right. I remember you saying that on our Gold Cup coverage out there at Fox.
Yeah, I got all the Canadians.
Canada is interesting again, and it's not because of Frank Mihaljevic or one of the great hockey players. It's because of Alfonso Davies and Octavio Zambrano's new thoughts on the way the team's being run. Alexi, listen, thank you so much for coming on. Sounds like you're at a good party. I hope it's a USA party.
I'm looking at the future of American soccer. I'm at an AYSO practice. I went right from the game to an AYSO practice. So there's always soccer in my life. But I love what you do, as I always say. And my thoughts and prayers to everybody down there. Houston strong. I can't wait to see everybody when we come down there and celebrate with everybody on behalf of the soccer community that we have in North America and certainly there in Houston.
Yeah, that's going to be good fun. All right, Alexi, thank you so much for coming on tonight, and get back to the AYSO game. I'm assuming that's with one of your children.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, have fun with that. That's a great way to end the day.
See ya.
All right, that's Alexi Lalas there. Always optimistic about the future of soccer in America. Love it. We'll take a break. I remind you here, as host of Soccer Matters, nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. Nope. Summer's here. Nope. We're heading into fall. Get out on a patio. Get out to the pool or come out to a game down at BBVA Compass Stadium. I got a little insight maybe into what's going to happen for the Dynamo Charities Cup. I think it's going to be a Mexican La Liga, Mexican League team, Liga MX. Most importantly, get your friends. Get an ice cold bucket of Bud Lights, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And I'll remind you, we're on tomorrow night, Wednesday as well, our normal time. We're just making up this week for not taking the day off last week due to all the flooding in Houston. We can talk transfer deadline, Coutinho, Virgil van Dijk, Brazil 0-0. Against Colombia, Paraguay, and Uruguay in action right now in CONMEBOL. I've got some word on Tom Clare, our good friend. Saturday, the Dynamo home against Colorado. More to come here tonight, but we want to hear from you. It's 713-780-3776. Tell us and acknowledge some of the people that have really stood out during this flooding here in Houston. Also, we'll take your thoughts on U.S. Honduras or anything else on your soccer mind. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we are also on Facebook Live tonight, thanks to Victor Ariza. By the way, I think did Argentina just tie things up with Venezuela? I think it just went to 1-1 here. Yeah, it's 1-1 now in the 54th minute. Argentina against Venezuela, the Vino Tinto. Also, you got Paraguay and Uruguay underway. Brazil and Colombia tied earlier today. I've got Dynamo tickets to give away here tonight. Now, one thing I want to tell you about the Dynamo against the Rapids this weekend. So there's a couple things going on. There's a reunion of ex-players. I can start talking a little bit about that. But Friday night at King's Court, and Jay's going to come in a little while, who runs and heads up King's Court. Friday night, there'll be a sort of a reunion with ex-players, including players from the Dynamo and MLS, going all the way back to the Houston Hotshots, Houston Dynamos of the USL back in the day, and the ASL, and then also the Houston Hurricane and Summit Soccer. So we did that last year. It was pretty successful. We had 50 people, about 50 to 60 people come to Houston for that, ex-players. So it's our way of kind of reaching back into history and then also the current history with ex-Dynamo players from Major League Soccer as well. So if you want to be a part of that, Friday night it'll be over at King's Court. We'll go there before the game as well. And then I believe they're going to walk the players out on the field. That's not something I'm going to make. I think I'll be up in a TV booth watching everybody. But that'll be fun to see people coming back. So that's Saturday. But the other nice thing from the Dynamo here is $5 from every ticket will go back to Hurricane Harvey relief. So that's one of the nice benefits of that as well. As we all know, BBVA Compass Stadium was used as a staging area to receive donations. Today, I was down there taping the Dynamo Dash Zone on the Cube. And today you could see that they were getting, the semis were coming in and they were taking a lot of that out of there and moving it to distribution points because Texas Southern University is playing football on Thursday, and then the Dynamo are in action on Saturday against Colorado. Again, that's a game you can see on the Cube. But if you go, $5 of your ticket will go to hurricane relief. Now, I also have a reminder of places you can donate. And I guess people get nervous and concerned about where you donate. In this day and age, I can understand it. Redcross.org. You can donate $10 by sending a text message saying Red Cross to the number 90999. You've got the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund, which I believe is the one set up by Sylvester Turner. That's Greater Houston Community Foundation. That's ghcf.org. And there's lots of other amazing places you can donate. America Cares, Salvation Army, Houston Food Bank, Houston Humane Society for the animal lovers. Also, at the Gorgeous Gale over in Rice Village and at King's Court in Edo, they are accepting school supplies. So drop your school supplies off at the King's Court and the Gorgeous Gale. It's Peter over at the Gorgeous Gale. It's Jay down at King's Court. They're two, they've partnered with us here on Soccer Matters as two of the great soccer pubs here in Houston and have been great sponsors of this program. So Soccer Matters, along with King's Court and the Gorgeous Gale, collecting school supplies right now. So if you're in the neighborhood, you're in Edo, or you're over in Rice Village, pop in because they're going to need school supplies. A lot of the schools still shut down. As you know, total cost apparently is going to be $180 billion in losses here in Houston, which is just mind-boggling to me. 713-780-3776 is the number. Again, I'll give some of those Dynamo tickets away. We've got a lot of different things we can talk about here. I would like some feedback from the U.S. Honduras matches. I don't know if you can get that analytical about that game. It was just about getting a point. It was a grind. That's another word. I'm gonna come up with words I want to eliminate from soccer. Grind is number one. The word unlucky is another one. I'd love to eliminate that from soccer analysis and soccer conversation. 713-780-3776. We deserved more out of the game. That's another one I'd love to be taken out of the sport of soccer. We deserved better. No, you didn't. You lost. Unlucky. No, you weren't. So those are words I would eliminate. What words would you like eliminated from the sport of soccer? 713-780-3776. We'll take your calls on the U.S. Honduras. We can begin to talk the Dynamo. By the way, it's 17 days without a game. 17 days the Dynamo haven't played. They're playing against the last place team in the Western Conference, who looked like, quite frankly, they want to clean their lockers out and leave against the LA Galaxy in the 3-0 loss. So let's take some phone calls again. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes. Hello, Glenn.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. First, I'd like to give a shout-out to some neighbors in my girlfriend's neighborhood. There's a few that did not get flooded, but they set up their grills in their driveways and started handing out fajitas and hot dogs.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, to those cleaning up.
Yeah, I mean, we heard these stories. Those are great stories, and we heard – you know, we had A.J. Hoffman on at the beginning. A.J. got out there. But you just heard and you could just feel. I mean, I left the gas station with my cap off. Some guy on a bike starts waving me down. And he fixed the gas tank for me, closes it. I flip him a bunch of waters. He looked like he'd been working somewhere. I just hope we don't lose sight of wrapping around our arms around all the great acts of humanity here and kindness and support of each other, because it has been incredibly awe-inspiring. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it has been. As far as the game, it just, not only against Honduras but also against Costa Rica, it just, at times it seemed like there was almost a lack of urgency.
I agree. I agree with that. And I would say more so in the Costa Rica game for me. I thought the team was ill-prepared for Costa Rica. And I have to put that on Bruce Arena.
Yes. But that goal by Bobby Wood, that was just great. Just a great finish. I've always been kind of high on Bobby Wood when he gets called up, and he just had a great touch, coming off the bench.
Well, let's Jeff examine that goal, because first you got a good free kick. This is a set piece that got you the 1-1 draw. Now, if we didn't get a 1-1 draw today, can you imagine the conversation going on around the country about the United States trying to qualify for the World Cup? So, So let's examine it. First, you had a good free kick that forced a difficult save out of a goalkeeper. I'd have to go back and look at it, because I'm not sure he parried that ball where he probably should have as a goalkeeper. But then the play's kept alive, and Jordan Morris gets the flick on to keep it alive at the near post, and that's where Bobby Wood provides the vital touch there to get the 1-1 draw.
Right, right. So, if we didn't get that, it would have been panic mode for sure.
Yeah, I think so, because, look, you got teams hungering and thirsting to get to a World Cup. Countries like Panama, who's never been.
Right.
Honduras.
Yeah.
These guys want to be on the biggest stage in the world just as much as we do in the United States and as Mexico does. Costa Rica looked like the Costa Rica from the 2014 World Cup. So things are happening. Anything else, Jeff?
No, that's about it. Thanks
All right.
for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you very much for the phone call. Well, Jeff is mentioning tons of people started feeding people. I mean, people that are working like crazy and are in the zone need to be fed. So every little bit helps. And I don't think anybody should, if it's just helping your neighbor out or going in and ripping out sheetrock and insulation, whatever it takes. If you've donated to the Red Cross, by the way, redcross.org, or the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund, ghcf.org, it doesn't matter, as long as you've contributed something. And that's what counts. So right now, the hexagonal looks like this. Mexico at 5-0 and 2. Costa Rica 4-1 and 2. So 17 points for Mexico, 14 for Costa Rica. The U.S., with that draw, goes to 9. tied with Honduras with 9. Now, Honduras would have leapfrogged the U.S. And now, later tonight, Panama's playing Trinidad and Tobago. We're expecting Panama to get the result there, you would think. And that'll jump them to 10 points. So that'll actually put them in one of the top three places behind Mexico and Costa Rica. Fourth place team in this hexagonal then will either play, I believe it's Syria or Australia. That would be Asia's fifth place finisher. Bottom two teams will get eliminated. Again, the U.S. have Panama coming up in Orlando City on October 6th. And then the U.S. will finish it out at Hazley Crawford Stadium in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago on October 10th. And hopefully they won't be in fourth place so they can avoid that play-in game. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. When I come back, I got a few thoughts on Kubo Torres, what's going on with the Houston Dynamo. I'll take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. Again, like Jeff did, if you've got somebody you want to kind of give a shout-out to that you want to acknowledge tonight for something wonderful they did during the flooding to support you or to support others, love to hear from it. We do have sound. We have some J.J. Watt sound as well. It's amazing what he's doing with social media. But there's also the smaller things and in some cases even the bigger things immediate in the water when it's happening. Takes all types to make this turnaround work. 713-780-3776, Kings Court. In Edo, right next to the stadium, it's 903 Hutchins. 13 TVs at Kings Court. They show Premier League matches, the Dynamo, 24 taps, full bar. Get over to Kings Court. I hang out there. Friday night, there'll be former players there. Visit the rooftop deck, kingscourttx.com. Right now, the fourth caller gets a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Colorado. Saturday night, September 9th, that's this Saturday. Fourth caller, a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Colorado. We'll take a Bud Light break.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join my Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.